Motzi Diba.
Is that where the mark comes from?
No, not tomorrow. Next week.
Sure. Right. We figured we're doing all the ones, you know, just to. In Hoshana Abba also tomorrow. Okay, we're on Ayin Beis on the Beis, the Mishnah. Derech Talmidei Chachomim Ad Shelo Hoysa Bito Yotza Mietzlo, before his daughter became an Arusa, or before she became a Bulgaris, Omer Lo Kol Nedarim Shenadar B'Soch Beisi Harei Muforim, to make for all the Nedarim that she made while she still was in his Rishus. V'chein Habal, same thing goes with the husband, the Arus, Ad Shelo Tikonis, so before he had Nesuin with her, Omer Lo Kol Nedarim Shenadar Ad Shelo Tikonis L'Rishusi Harei Muforim, because we learned that a Baal can't be made for Bekodmin and a Nesua, right? But an Arus can be made for Bekodmin. So therefore, the Arus says all the Nedarim you made from the time that I could be made for Nedarim are Mufar. Rashi. Derech Talmidei Chachamim, Mefarish B'Gemara. Gemara is saying why this Dafka Dag Talmidei Chachamim. Imish the tikonis lushusa in yochel hafer dein abal made for bekodmin. Okay, boy Rami bar Chom.
Only for just for
naro. Naro, right?
But ketana, they don't have to do this.
Ketana's nedarim when the time she's 11, her nedarim do count. She's called a mufla somach leish or a muflas mucha leisha. Okay, boy Rami bar Chom. Baal maushi offer below shmi. When it says that the husband or the father, it could be the same shayla the Rishonim say by the father, right? That says the yom shomo, the day that he heard, does he actually have to hear the neder, or as long as the neder was made on that day, even if he doesn't know what happened, he didn't hear it, but he says in case you made any nedarim today, I'm made for them. Is that good enough? V'shoma isha davka, Torah says v'shoma isha, and that's davka. He has to hear it in order to be made for it, right? Oh, who? Oh, lav dafka hu, or maybe not. Maybe it just means if he hears it, but it doesn't. That's not a tnai in the hafara. Omar Rava Toshma, derech talmidei chacham, our Mishnah. Ad shelo yotza mibito mietzlo. Omar lo kol nedarim shenadar b'sol beisi harei muforim. Right, mashma that he didn't hear those nedarim. Right, v'holo shoma. Right, mashma he didn't hear those nedarim. So how could he be made for them? Where it says, L'chishama, who the mefer? He's only made for them from when he'll hear about them, right? So where it says, Imken ki lo shama lo male le meimar. If that's the case, he didn't hear the dorim. What's he do? What's it effective? What's he accomplishing? Or kamashman urchi de tzur merabona and lahadure. No, that's what comes to tell me, that a Talmud Chacham, right, investigates to see whether his daughter has nedarim, and therefore, he says to her, any Nedarim you possibly made, and then she'll start thinking, did I make any Nedarim? And she'll tell him what they were, and he'll hear about them, and he'll be made for them. That'll be the day that he heard. So on the last day that she's in his Rishulas, he wants to make sure that he catches up on all the Nedarim that she could have made, that she forgot about or he didn't hear about, and she'll tell him what they are. Rashi. But in a Hanami, he can't be made for Nedarim he didn't hear. Mahu sheyefer below shmiya, she omer kol nedarim shenadra ishti yumuforim, afagav shalosh shama behen, v'hu adim nami ba'av, imotzil mefer below shmiya, saying shaila would be by the father. Do you have to actually hear the nether, or just be made for a nether that you could have heard or whatever, but if you didn't hear it, you could be made for it. V'shama isha davkahu, the ain't no mefer elim kein shama, right? Mara says, how could he be made for all the nedarim that his daughter made? Right, while she was in his rishus, he didn't know about them. So how could you make for a neder that you didn't know about? V'holo shoma, v'hechi motzer mefer lehu, l'chi shoma hu de mefer. D'ho de mefer lehu, lat mishum da hash de mefer. He's not being mefer now. Below shmiya. Ele l'chi shoma le, if you'll tell me about the nedarim, I'll hear about them, then they'll be mufer from then. Le neder, l'acher kach lehavi mufer. From that point on, it'll be mufer. V'ho hafora, shehefer kozman shibrishusa. So he's making the hafara now. It shouldn't be chal till he hears the nether. But in the chanami, it could be you have to hear the nether. Im kein dakati lo shoma v'lo havi muforim b'hafara zu lo malei lemeimar hashto halo mahani v'lo midi. So So that's the case. What's he saying? Right? Why he's saying all the nedarim that you made, even if I didn't hear them, should be mufer. It doesn't help. Gemara says no. Lahadure lachzor v'livdok acharbito yeshol le'ashum neder delefer lo shelo tovali de'michshol. And since he says to her all the nedarim you made, she starts thinking, and she'll now tell him if she made any nedarim, and now they'll be mufer. Okay, next. Toshmami Seifa. Look at the Seifa of our Mishnah. The Chain Habal. Archeloti Konis Lushu. So, Omer Law, right, so same thing over here. The Baal, before he makes Nisuin, he also says to his wife, any Nidorim that you have, a Mefer. Right? Hochanami, the Omer Law, Lechi Shomana. Same thing over here. He's not saying he's Mefer Nidorim he didn't hear. But now, what's it called? Say to you that any Nidorim you made while you still were in Arusa should be Mufer, right? Now tell me them. Toshma, ha omer li ishto kol nedarim shetaduri ad she'ovu mimokom ploni. Harei hen kayomin, lo omer klom. You can't be mekayim a neder that doesn't exist yet. So if he said, all the nedarim you're going to make, till I come from this place, I'm going away, any neder that you make while I'm away, should be mekuyim, is meaningless. Because you can't be mekayim a neder that doesn't exist. Harei hen mufarim, but if he said they should be mufar, then Rebbe Lezer omer mufar. Rebbe Lezer says that even though the nether wasn't made yet, but the hafara will take effect when the nether is what's it called, is made. In other words, the hafara prevents the nether from taking effect. You can prevent something from taking effect. You can't be mekayim something that doesn't exist. Shemora says, v'holo shama, l'maisi didn't hear the nether. Right? How can you be made for a nether you didn't hear? It didn't happen yet, so you didn't hear it. Where it says Hachinami, the Omer Lechi Shomana, when I'll hear about it, now, it should be mufer from now. The Lomali Min Hashta, right? Lechi Shomale for Lo. So why does he have to do that? Why, when he hears about it, he'll be made for it. Why is he made for it now, for later, from when he'll hear about it? Where it says Kesover Dum Matrid No Hishait. I'll be busy then, and I won't have time to be made for it. So I'm made for it now, right? That it should be Chal now. From the time that I hear about it. Okay. And therefore, right now I have the time to be made for it. So even though the nether didn't happen yet, I didn't hear about it because it didn't happen, when I'll hear about it, it should be mufer from now. The hafara should take place. In case I'm busy then and can't be made for, at least I was made for now for then.
How does that work?
What?
How does that work?
No, you create a hafara and the hafara should take effect. What's it called? When the nether will take effect. The hafara will take effect together with it.
If you can't do it by kiyum, why should you be able to do it by hafara?
No, because a kiyum is, you can't be mekayim, something doesn't exist. But you can prevent something from happening that doesn't exist. So I can be made for the nether now, that when the nether will take effect, it should, at the point that it takes effect, it should be bottled. And so it should never be chal, in other words. See Rashi. Toshma, Omer li ishto, harehen kayomim lo mar klum, dadayin lo bo haneder la olam, vehech yoch lekayim, you can't be mekayim something, it's not here. Kigon da omer lo lechi shomana, yehi mufarim, meachar da hafara, talya bishmiya, loma le lemeber hashto lechi shoma, mefer la. Like when he'll hear about it, he should be mefer. Why is he getting involved now before she made the nether? Kesover, the dilma matrid na hashaita, bishosh she yishma haneder, shemi etori velo yifarenu. So I'm doing it now, and it should take effect later when I'll hear it, and the nether will be chal. Okay. Toshma, another case. Ha'omer l'apitropis. Person said to an apitropis, he made a shliach. Kol nedarim shenoderes ishti mikan ad she'ovu makom ploni. He's going away, and he left his wife in charge of an apitropis. He's taking care of her finances, whatever. And he says, any nether that my wife makes from the time that I'm away, you be mefer. Hofer. The hofer law, right? And the shliach was mefer the nedarim. Yochel yu mufarim, Talmud lomar, isha yikimenu, the isha yithirenu, divi Rabbi Yoshua. Now it has to be it's a halacha in the Baal. Only the Baal can be mefer. You can't make a shliach for this. Torah says, isha, not a Baal, not a shliach. Omer lo Reb Yonason Matzino b'chol haTorah kula shlucho shalom kamalso. No, why is this different than any case? Shlucho shalom kamalso. Rav Yoshua holds that it's like a mitzvah shebegufo. Mitzvah shebegufo is something that you have to do, right? You can't make a shliach to put tefillin on for you, right? Or to eat matzah for you. That's something that you have to do with your body. So when the Torah said v'shom ma'isha, the husband hears it, means that it's somebody can't make a shliach to hear something for you, right? So just like that, he can't make a shliach to be made for the nether either. And Rabbi Yonason says no, it's lav dafka, right? En echanami, the husband has to do it, but a shliach is just like the person. It's not a mitzvah shebegufo. It's something that he has to do. He can make somebody else do it for him. Vafilu Rabbi Yoshia lo komer elamishum digzeres hakosefu. Even Rabbi Yoshia says that the apitropis's hafar is not good because it's a special gzeres hakosef that you can't make a shliach. But if you could make a shliach, and surely according to Rabbi Yonason, right, the apitropis can be made for even the dorim. He didn't hear that, and even though the apitropis heard it, right, the apitropis will be made for when he hears it. But he's a shliach, and you can't make a shliach for something you can't do. So if the husband would have to hear the nether in order to be made for it, he couldn't make a shliach on the dorim that he didn't hear. And you surely can't make a shliach to hear something for you. That's not shy. So the husband for sure has to hear it in order to be made for. Then when he hears it, he can make a shliach to do it too, according to Rabbi Yonason. But if the what's it called? You can't be made for a nether without hearing it. How could you make a shliach to be made for a nether before you heard it? That's the kash. That's the shite. That's the right. Right. Aval dekuli alma shlucha shorim kamoso. V'holo shmiyale. L'maisa, if mash over here, the shlichus would help. Even though the husband made the shliach when he didn't hear the nether. How could you make a shliach to do something that you can't do? Right. Hachanami da'omerle l'chi shomana meferla. Right, he said it. When I'll hear about it, then what's it called? Your hafara then should take effect. Says l'chishama lefer lo. So that's the case. Why didn't he wait till he hears it? Who sover dil matrina? Same thing. He's afraid maybe I'll be busy then, and I won't have time to be made for the nether. I'll get involved and I'll forget about it. So I want to make sure now that it's mufer. So I'm telling the apitropis, I'm making you a shliach that when I'll hear the nether, right. Then your hafara could take effect according to Rabbi Yonasan. Rashi. Isha yifirenu velo shliach. Vafilu Rabbi Yoshia islei deshlucho shalom kamoso ilav mishum dechsid isha yifirenu. Vehechi motzi mashvi shliach kozman shalo nodra. Halo shoma lenidra. How can you make a shliach to do something you can't do? El alav is shoma lav dafka. Vahochi motzi mashvi shliach. The shmi of the baal is not ma'akev, and therefore you can make a shliach even before you hear the nether. Or it says no, it's not true. The omer lai l'shliach l'chi shamana l'nidra haferla. When I'll hear the nether, or you'll hear the nether, one of the two, right? Then you should be mefer. Ukaparech l'chi shama leferla. If that's the case, why don't you just wait till he hears it? Or it says he's afraid he'll be busy. The Baal is afraid he'll be busy and he won't at that point be mefer, right? So this way he's setting up the mechanism for the hafara from now. Okay. What? Yeah, he knows that she makes all these crazy nidorim, so